All this time, they were practicing with bow and arrow. They learned how to dodge arrow to take advantage of any cover, to stand and hold a shoot so as to give the lesson possibly target to an enemy. Naturally, it was every boy a mention to be thought good enough to go on a war party. This was the time when he could have his first smoke, and perhaps he could get a new name, showing that he was a man. True, he was not allowed to eat anything hot, nor to sleep on his stomach or his back. He must not look at anything in the distance, and when camp was made, he must always keep his back toward home. All these were magically precaution meant to keep him from being harmed in the fight. If he managed to kill an enemy, he became a full warrior. If he showed cowardness, he might never after be called by the dead name Cowards sat to the Navajo were afraid of anything. So to call a man coward was a deadly insult. Perhaps the boy might appear to be not only a father, but a leader. For this many courage and ability with weapon was not enough. He need help from the spirit. Navajo religions provide for this, for that was a series of clamway, giving power against the enemy. A young man could learn one of these by praying for it. Just as today he could learn law and medicine, he went to some older man who knew the way of Snake Mountain Lion or some other powerful being. If the older man consent to teach, the two went into enemy territory and built a sweat house. There they stayed for days while they accept tough, taught the same and prayed to be used before an attack in the secret name of the enemy. The Navajo said that man who had this power fled absolutely sure they could come to no harm. Others believed this too, so when the leader asked for volunteer, he was sure to get some. He sent the day for his room 3 or 5 days ahead and maintained the man, took sweat bath and make offering for succeed. Also, they make new moccasin put in new bowl string and get their other equipment in order. You can see at the war back his quiver of wildcat ermine line skin. Navajo says the arrow in it was poisoned. Through the receipt using rattlesnake blood, do not seem very dangerous. There was a heavy shard of two thickness. Of buckskin, perhaps decorated with feather and paint with magic symbol. There was perhaps a long lace loop, if perhaps with the end of the Spaniards. And there was armor, true it was not made of chain mail like that of the white. It was of the kind used in the far north, and even in Asia, a heavy shirt made of several thickness of buckskin, glued together. Native of Alaskan and British Columbia have such shirt made of elk skin. This is one of the clear side of their northern heritage, the clear sign of their Navajo, and as the story goes on, there are others. Warriors never brought off much food. They took some of the dry yucca, and perhaps they found that the sugar in it gave some energy. Otherwise, their leather prints contain only some dry wheat seed and some jerked deer meat mix. They met toward evening at a camp not far from home. There the leader sang his song and said his prayer, then told the men how they must behave to be succeed. They must always be serious. They must not think of home, for this could take their mind off war. They must use a special language, given new names such as valuable things as horse, sheep, and slave. The Apache too had this warpath language, as many other Indians in the Southwest and Mexico use something of the sort of important journey. Also, the party took oath by listening to the night sounds around them. If they thought they hear horse or sheep crawling near, that means succeed. The cry of an owl, crow, or coyote means bad luck. All along the route, the party observed carefully. Rules sing song at night and morning, watching for some of ill luck, and never think of home. At least the spy told them they were near the enemy camp and need no longer use the warpath language. The leader went through his final summon. The men paint their body with magic sight of snake or beans bears. They hide until the dark hour before dawn, when the enemy could be fast asleep. Perhaps then the arm was only to shake up on the enemy house sheep herd, horse herd, stampede the animal and get away. If they once lived, they push on the sleeping camp with one war cry, kill as many of the other people as they could, and carry the boys and girls off as slaves. Much Navajo say they took sloop. This was a common custom in the Southwest, followed by Pueblo and the Colorado River Indian. The sloop of a man or woman was equally valuable for all men power over the enemy. The runner also took any good they could get, like clothes or silver. Then they hurried away, drawing a zigzag line behind them to represent the lightning and keep the enemy from following. Still, the ghosts of the slain enemy were thought to have an evil power. Warriors who had killed had to provide themselves by singing and sweat bath. Even this sometimes did not provide illness and misfortune. The Navajo had a ceremonial to carry these ill off. War sickness. This was developed for Mr. Stalin himself when he too became sick from the blood of enemy. It was known as enemy way, and its last night when guests gathered from far and near, it called by white discord dance. It is planned that the Navajo war underwent just as much discipline as a model soldier, true in the different way. Yet this did not keep him from wanting to go on run. How else could he get probably and make a start in life? Another planning of run was supposed to get the consent of his blood head man. Yet the headman was almost sure to say no. He had finished his own rounding long ago. He had plenty of slaves and animals, and now what he wanted was to stay safe in a hidden canyon without doing anything to bring enmity against him. Perhaps he had been promised the Spanish that there should be peace. So the young man gently sneak out without concerning him. Later, the angry Spaniard could accuse the headman of lying. Then all the poor fellow could say was, "They are bad people." They could not stop him. So the Spaniards simply decided that they could not trust any Navajo. The opportunity for ruining grew better and better. New Mexico was full of great ranch where thousands of sheep were grazed. There was many towns such as Santa Fe and Albuquerque. True, they were small and their houses were made of adobe with earth floor, but there were fruit trees in the vessel yard in the valley town. The inhabited on cloth and silver ornate Navajo treated for these things when they had enough good and when they had not. They supplied themselves by room. Soon they occurred as even when raised the ruining business to the high point. Mexico won her independence from Spain. The fighting started in 1821, and by 1824 the treaty was signed. This was a fine thing for the people of Mexico City, but in the wild northern country of New Mexico had course of for terror. Now there were no more Spanish soldiers. Yet the young Republic had only a small army, and that had other things to do than to fight Indians. So Navajo, Apache, Ute, and Comanche ran wild over New Mexico. This was the great era for capturing slaves, sheep and horse. The slave trade, in fact, grew into the regular business. Perhaps it is Florence, most among the Apache, who still did very little with sheep of farming. They used to tear among the Pueblo settlers, stealing the wild trained girl who makes such good horse. They took them for sale to the New Mexico town or to Mexico itself. If possibly they could get a Spanish girl or two, for the Spanish did not mind procuring a compatriot from same other town. In exchanging, they got horse and silver, which they sometimes trade in to the Navajo. Navajo group did much the same, although they often kept to sleep for themselves. Now had big field at place like Tohalina and Chinli, and slaves were usefully to take care of them. Slaves could be used to tend their illness flock while the master of the house went running around and the mistress was weaving. Old account says that a rich Navajo always had slave to saddle his horse, while among tribes like the Sioux, the women did it. Sometimes the Navajo were ruined in their turn. Their enemy, the youth, was now passing down from the north and the Comanche from the east. These white buffalo hunters liked to have Navajo women slaves to do their weaving. They said it was much cheaper than trading for the blanket. Also, they found a good skill for weaving girl among the Spanish people. Mexican, they still called them. Many of a Navajo family had story of how some grandmother or great-grandmother was sold by the youth at this time or later.